Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, we'll get you set up, and we'll help you with your garden. Well, you know, this is the first morning we've seen sun, a full day of sun, scheduled in about 40 days. And over the last 40 days, we've had maybe 3 days of sunshine. And we've had a lot of problems with diseases in the lawn and in the gardens. Plants that like the heat and the sun, they're not getting it. And a lot of fungus diseases are there. Roses are getting diseases. Plants like tall phlox are running into a situation also. So I decided I would try and help you to learn more about some of the products that are out there. And I know a lot of you want to stay natural. And there's a company called Serenade from California. And they have developed the first totally organic, totally natural disease control for your gardens. And they also have a lawn fungicide that can be applied. And they're working really hard to improve that, to include Red Thread and a few other products, but a few other problems. But joining us this morning is Emily Walters from the Serenade Company, and she's going to tell you how Serenade will work and tell you about all of its characteristics, being natural, and what you can use it on. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're in California with the 3-hour time change and the 4th of July being yesterday, and I appreciate you getting up early to join us.
Oh, not a problem at all.
Now, Serenade is a product that I found about 3 or 4 years ago. I was visiting a nursery, and they told me that they had found you at a trade show, and you were primarily a product that was developed for the tomato industry and how it helped to keep tomatoes green and healthy, and you actually could get tomatoes quicker because the plant was not under stress, but today it's got so many more uses. Give us a little bit of history behind Serenade.
Well, Serenade Garden was launched in 2004, but originally it is our commercial product that's been out quite a bit longer, and it's sold into many countries now. And so after a few years, we moved it over and released it in the home and garden side so that home users could use the product as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a totally natural product, right?
Yes, it is OMRI listed, and it's also approved for organic use through NOP, so it is an organic product. The active ingredient is a Bacillus subtilis.
Now, tell us how Serenade works.
Serenade Garden, it's a fermented bacteria. It produces byproducts called lipopeptides. And when you apply it as a foliar spray, the lipopeptides attack the disease pathogen, and it causes the pathogen to actually puncture the cells, and it leaks out the contents.
So this is
pathogen.
Okay. So this is a bacteria.
Yes, it is.
It's a bacteria that we apply to the plants that will kill fungus and other bacteria growing on your plants.
Yeah, it's a broad spectrum fungal and bacteria disease control, and it's mainly your common fungal and bacterial diseases, your powdery mildew and your downy mildew and your blight.
Now, how often will the homeowner have to apply Serenade?
You do apply it every 7 days, but if you live in an area that's having high disease pressure, you can apply it more often as needed. I wouldn't say any more than 3 to 4 days max, but if you are getting rain every day or you have disease present, you might want to apply a little more often than every 7 days.
Okay. So whenever you see a problem on the foliage, you spray directly on it and it will attack it directly.
Correct. And I always suggest if you can remove any of the diseased leaves, please do that first and put them in the garbage and not the compost.
And well, that's a good idea.
Well.
Yeah, so because if you put it in the compost, then those spores will be there, and then you'll be spreading those fungus spores the following season.
Exactly.
Now, can you apply the Serenade to the plants before the diseases arrived?
Yes, and that's what we recommend. Use it as a preventative product. You can use it in the beginning of the growing season all the way up until the same day of harvest. And especially if you live in an area that you get, say you get powdery mildew every year and you know you're going to get it on your roses, it's best to start treating the plants before you see the powdery mildew. You're going to get a lot better results.
Now, I know in this part of the country, in New England, we have a major problem during the months of July and August with tall phlox getting powdery mildew. Our lilacs will get powdery mildew. And then when it really gets humid, things like cucumbers and squashes and pumpkins, they start off beautiful, but all of a sudden the leaves will have that white powder on it. That's powdery mildew, right?
Yeah.
And all they need to do is just apply it, and it will kill it on contact.
Yeah, and you will want to apply it every 7 days. But especially when you know that typically this time of year I get this, that's when you want to start spraying beforehand. And you'll see a lot healthier plant.
Okay. Now, another problem that we have in the Northeast here is tomatoes. They'll start to turn yellow, the foliage at the base of the plant, and it quickly will move up. How will Serenade work with this particular problem on tomatoes?
Well, you want to start spraying, hopefully prior to disease, but you want to stay on that 7-day schedule. Sometimes it does help if you remove the leaves and put them in the garbage as well, but you want to stick on that schedule and keep spraying until the same day of harvest.
Now, as far as if you get some of the product on tomatoes, all you need to do is just rinse them off, and they're ready to go?
Yeah, if you are actually going to harvest that day, I recommend rinsing off anything you pick in the garden first. But, yeah,
okay.
This is fine.
Yeah, okay. Now, you have a new product for the lawn. Tell us about the Serenade for lawn use.
Well, the lawn product, it's specifically for lawn. You can use it on just about any kind of lawn. It's a hose-in sprayer. Connects right to your hose. It treats 5,600 square feet. And it has brown patch, dollar spot, powdery mildew, anthracnose, and rust on the label right now. And as you said earlier, we are working on red thread. It's not on the label at this time. So, unfortunately, I know that red thread is a big disease in that area, but it's not on the label.
Okay. Now, you were mentioning that it will take care of rust and anthracnose. Could the turf spray be used in the perennial beds to take care of problems on flowers there?
Well, it's a little bit higher application rate, so I wouldn't recommend using the lawn product on your flowers. If you have flower beds, I would suggest the concentrate, and the mixture for that is about 1 to 2 ounces per gallon, and the lawn product is about 5 ounces per 1,000 square feet, so it's quite a bit more product you'd be applying.
Okay, and how about weather-wise? Do you need to have dry weather after it's been applied, or?
Well, you want to wait at least 4 hours before watering when you apply it. But if you're having rain every day, you will want, at least if you can plan out quite a few hours for applying it, if you can at least have 4 hours before it rains, it should help.
Okay. And one more question. If you're treating the lawn to control diseases and you have pets, what should people do and what should they be aware of?
I recommend keeping the pets inside when you're applying the product and probably wait until it's dry before you let your animals outside again.
So
but
once
it is safe for pets.
Okay, so once it's dried, the animals are free to go.
Exactly.
Terrific. Emily, thank you so much for getting up early and informing our listeners about Serenade, an all-organic, all-natural product that will take care of most garden disease on flowers, vegetables, perennials, and now for the turf. Thank you.
Last few weeks in the Northeast, we've had more than our fair share of damp, rainy weather. You think you're depressed? Take a look at your lawn. Those brown spots cropping up are caused by common lawn diseases like red thread and dollar spot that have a field day in weather like this. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie with the Scotts Company. Don't let lawn fungus ruin your nice green lawn. Stop the problem before it spreads with Scotts Lawn Fungus Control. Once a lawn disease like red thread or dollar spot takes hold, it can quickly spread across your entire lawn and eventually even kill it. If fungus is left untreated in your lawn, it can come back year after year. Thankfully, Scotts Lawn Fungus Control is specially designed to stop and prevent these diseases from setting in. And because it's from Scotts, Lawn Fungus Control is guaranteed to get the job done or your money back. So with lawn disease on the rise, now is the perfect time to pick up Scotts Lawn Fungus Control in the orange bag. From Scotts, this is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's NUREV online.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Beginning to wake up from the celebrations of the 4th of July yesterday and joining us. You're probably noticing that, yes, that is blue sky. Yes, that is the sun. And there are only a few puffy clouds. There's no rain in the forecast for today. What a great, great day. So get outside, maybe have a cup of coffee and listen to the radio program and join us. And we'll try and make your gardening experience an awful lot of fun. Because it has not been an easy season with all of the rain and the cloudy weather. The garden is not growing as good as it should. But, you know, we still have July. We still have August and September. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. And if you have plants that are really struggling, you know, make up some liquid fertilizer, something like the Neptune's Harvest or Miracle-Gro, the liquid feed. Put the food on them, and with this sunshine, they are going to just explode and give you something that you dreamed about all winter long. When the snow was deep and the temperature was cold, and you said, I want fresh lettuce. I don't want the stuff in the supermarkets. It's out there. Go pick it right now. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Hank on the line. Hank's got a couple questions, one about tomatoes and then just about his garden in general.
Okay, Hank, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
It hasn't been much fun.
No, it hasn't.
On the tomatoes, I go through this every year. I used to use the black plastic. And I still get the yellow, you know, the yellow leaves from the bottom up. So I threw away all that stuff. Took your advice, put in less plants, put them 3 feet apart, and I used the organic plant growth activator on it. And I cut them in the middle of May, and boy, you're right, they did take off real good. But then the rains came. And now I got 4-foot palm trees. I get nice green in the top, and about a foot and a half up, I have no branches because I couldn't get any messenger or anything on them till last Sunday, maybe for 2 hours before it started to rain again. So they're all kind of wilty. I don't know whether the messenger did that or not. I haven't had too much luck with the messenger in the past. Anyways, it seems to be the same thing every year, but the plants are good and healthy now. They're not wilted on top. They're just the leaves are a little curled.
Right. What I would do, Hank, is I would apply the plant growth activator again. And this time what you can do is put some in a watering can and water. I mean, it's crazy to give it some more water. But, you know, give it a couple of days for the ground to dry out a little bit. And this plant growth activator is really a great product. I'm testing a new product for Organica in my garden, and it's Plant Growth Activator Supreme. And it's going to be released next spring. And I'm having incredible results with it. I have no yellow leaves on my tomatoes. And I'm really excited about that. The one thing that I do is I never plant the tomatoes in the same place every year. So one year it's on the right side of the garden. The next year it's in the middle. The following year it's on the left side of the garden. So I'm continuously moving it around.
I rotate every year.
Yeah, but try the plant growth activator again, and I would take like a regular watering can. A regular watering can will hold about 2 gallons of water, and I would put 3 or 4 tablespoons of that plant growth activator, put it in the bucket, turn on the hose, put your finger on the end of the hose to kind of really mix it up thoroughly, and give each tomato plant a good gallon of this mixture, and I know you're going to see a difference. This is going to make the microbes in the soil help you tremendously. It's got the mycorrhiza, and I know it's going to help you, but, you know, when you get 30 out of 40 days with rain, clouds, drizzle, and the leaves stay wet from day to day, you're bound to have a problem, and this has not been a fun year. But try that, and it will help to produce some new foliage for you. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Good morning. Enjoy the sunshine, folks. Hopefully we'll have more than one day of it. Get outside and look at your vegetable garden. And if you have insects, you know, be aware of it. Now is the time to control it. And any of the flowers in your garden that have rotted, bring some pruners, bring some scissors, remove them, and the plant will replace it with brand new buds and new flowers for the future. So deadheading and cleaning is just as important as watering when it's hot and dry and feeding your plants. So the more you clean them, the more they're going to produce for you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Linda on the line. Linda has a tree problem.
Okay. Linda, tell me about your tree problem. Let's work together and try and solve it.
Great. I have three trees in the front of my yard, different types of trees, but they all have the same problem. It's a Kwanzaa cherry, a red maple, and some type of crab apple tree. And they all have branches that are puffing up from the trunk. And I've cut these little branches off in the past, and they do double in number. And I'm just wondering how I get rid of them.
Okay. So these are like shoots that are developing on the trunk itself.
That's right.
Okay. That is Mother Nature's way of trying to produce more leaf surface, and leaves are the factory that makes the plant go. Now, when you have a tree like this, you want to see the trunk and then a nice head or a nice foliage develop on top of it. And the only thing that you can do is to physically take a pair of pruners or your hands and break it off. There's no product that you can put on it available yet that you can spray on the trunk of the tree that will eliminate it. There is a product called Sucker Stopper. It's not widely available. It's used in a commercial growing, but not something that the average homeowner like you and I would be available to get. So what I suggest is when you see these little shoots develop on the trunk, if it's not developing at a place where you want it, take your fingertips, break it off. It will scab over. It will heal itself, and the problem will go away. But it's something that does happen. Flowering crabs, for example, they have a lot of sucker growth. And it's something that it's almost an endless situation. And I just know that it's going to happen. And every year I take my pruners, and they'll develop from the base of the plant. And I just prune them all off. And within 2 or 3 months, they come back again, and I clean them. So it's part of the maintenance of your tree, and something that, you know, when you buy the tree, it's something that has to be done to keep it into a tree form. Otherwise, it's going to be a big bush, and you lose the appearance of the trunk. Thank you, Linda. A little extra work for you to do today. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Scott, who's calling about honeysuckle.
Scott, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
My honeysuckle vine, I believe it's of the Japanese variety. It's the bright orange, commonly seen.
Yes.
All the flower buds, they were doing fine, obviously, with the weather. They've all turned to, you know, mold and basically fallen off. The foliage is real nice, but I'm wondering, can I cut that vine right back to nearly half?
If you want to control the size, definitely. I have a honeysuckle, and I was noticing, like you, you look at the flower buds, and they're all black, and they're full of aphids all over them.
Yes.
And if you can go out there and you can remove all of those flower buds, you're going to eliminate not just rotted flower buds. You're going to clean it. You're going to encourage the plant to produce new growth. And at the same time, cut it back. You have to say to that plant, listen, I don't want you to be as big as you are right now. I want to keep you at like 6 foot instead of 10 feet, or 5 feet instead of 7 feet. Prune it and say, I'm doing this for your own good. Now, removing the flowers that have rotted, and the aphids that have attacked that flower cluster is really important. What is happening, and I've been showing friends in the last few weeks on some of my plants, if you start to see plants that have a lot of ants on them, if you look at the plant, there's also aphids.
Yes.
Ants raise aphids. Believe it or not, because aphids are like cows. The ants will literally pick up aphids from plants, carry them to plants that they know has a lot of food, and they raise the aphids on plants like honeysuckle, and that's one of them that they love. The ants will pick them up off of other plants, put them on your plant, And when the ants get big and puffy from sucking the juices out of the plants, the ants will go and they'll actually melt them like we melt cows, take all of that energy back down to the nest and feed all of the other ants. Because what the aphids are pulling is basically pure sugar. It's like maple syrup. So clean them, cut them back, feed them, and that honeysuckle will probably make 3 to 6 inches of new growth. Now, it's important because the new growth that the plant makes this year will give you flowers for next season. So any of the new growth that's made during June, July, and August will make the flower buds at the same time for next year. So by pruning it, controlling the size, feeding it to encourage it to make the new growth, you'll increase the amount of flowers for next year, and hopefully we won't have the amount of rain that we did this June, and then you can enjoy the flowers like they should be. And there's also a good chance, by pruning it and feeding it, that you'll have sporadic flower buds to replace the ones that didn't do what they were supposed to due to the rain and the aphids that were brought there by ants. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's next?
Next up is Joe, and Joe's calling about a plum tree.
Okay. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, Joe. How about you?
Good. Thank you. I am about a year listener, and usually catch reruns, you know, but this morning I'm listening to life. I'm in heaven, you know.
Thank you.
I really enjoy you. I'm Italian, you know, I come from Italy, and I grew up in the farm. Then I went to work on construction, and now here, you know, I work with cables, but I like farming. I like to grow stuff, a vegetable and everything, you know. But
terrific.
I have, we have what they call them, European plum. They're like olives, like they're bigger green olives, and when they ripe, they turn to yellow, you know. But there's a lot of black spots on it, like in the trunk, there's like a lot of black on it, like it's like got a disease on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing that good, I guess, in this area here.
Well, we've had so much rain here, Joe, this year, and so many cloudy days that diseases have really created a problem. Now, there are a couple things that you can do. The first thing I want you to do is go down to your local garden center, and you can buy something called fruit tree spray. And it's a combination of insect control for sucking and chewing insects and disease. Okay? And it's all combined in one. If you want to stay organic, there is a product called Organocide. And it was developed for the citrus industry in Florida, and it's now available here. I use it on my apple trees, and while I've got it out, I spray the blueberries, the strawberries, everything that's in that garden, and it's totally organic, and it does a real good job. Now, next year, before the leaves come out on that plum tree, I want you to use two things. I want you to use something called lime sulfur. And lime sulfur will kill disease spores while they're still dormant. And it's totally natural. And it burns the spores. The lime sulfur will do that. And at the same time, you can use horticultural oil. And this oil will smother any of the eggs from insects. And you do this before the leaves come out. That way you eliminate problems before they get a chance to get started. And then once the flowers begin to fall, now you're going to use this fruit tree spray or the organocide. If you want good plums, you've got to do it every 2 weeks. But this year, the problem has been the weather. And no matter if you had sprayed it, you put it on the plant and it rained, so it washed it off. So you've done nothing wrong. The plant has had a tough time, and it's something that Mother Nature created. You're not going to have the best crop this year. You do the best you can, and you say, next year will be a better season. And thank you for calling. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up is John, who's got a groundhog problem.
Uh-oh. John, good morning. How can we help you?
Paul, thank you very much for taking my call. I'm just very frustrated. I had gone over to see you at Cataldo's Nursery when you were over there in Littleton, and I didn't know he was out in the yard at the time, but it's become extremely frustrating. He's taken my zucchini plants, which I have in a fenced area, but somehow he must have got in. He's attacked the coneflowers, annuals, and I had planted a milkweed, and he's eaten all the leaves. And I remember hearing an earlier show, but I must have joined just after you said, well, this is how you take care of a groundhog, and nobody's talked about it since. So I just want to know, what can I do? And secondly, is the milkweed plant going to die because all the leaves are gone?
Milkweed, I have milkweed in one of my gardens. And it's so funny because the neighbors will come over and they'll say, how come you got weeds growing in your garden here? Well, I grow the milkweed because I want to feed the monarch butterfly.
Right.
And during the summer, these caterpillars will be all over it. And again, the neighbors will say, oh, my God, look at all the caterpillars on there. I said, that's a monarch butterfly. They're beautiful butterfly with all the black spots. And, wow, they can't believe it. But I grow the milkweed just for them. And it works really good. But what you're going to need to do is to make a few changes. When we come back from this break, you hold on the line and we'll talk about it and we'll get things squared away for you. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1111.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231, and the website, www.paulparent.com. And if you got up late and missed part of the program, you do know that you can go to the website because the programs have been archived, and you can listen to the show any day or any time of the day, 365 days of the year. So if you miss a show, go to the computer and you can listen to the old programs or to the show live. Jared, who's next? Oh, we were talking with John. John, to control the woodchucks on your property, there's a brand new product on the market. The name of the company is called Shake Away. And it's a boxed product, and it's a brand new powder that you would put around where the woodchuck is feeding, and it will do a great job. It was just released this year. It's the only company in the gardening industry that will repel woodchucks, what is called Shake Away. For small critters, and it will work on woodchucks, raccoons, skunks, and animals in that weight class. And you just sprinkle the product where they are feeding, and you repeat the product every couple of weeks, and it will control them. It's very good. I used it. We had a problem with woodchucks. I put it on it, and I also had a friend that had a problem with chipmunks. And they have a product that will repel chipmunks that live in your garden. And they also have a new product that you can use to control domestic cats. but the name of the company is called Shake Away. They're from Connecticut, and they have a cat repellent, a woodchuck repellent, and a chipmunk repellent. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Cheryl on the line. Cheryl's calling about her roses.
Cheryl, good morning. Tell me about your roses. What's happening?
Good morning, Paul. I have several rose bushes in my yard, and they all seem to be doing really good. I have one that's been in, it's established, it's been in the ground for about 4 or 5 years now. And in 4 and 5 years, I've had two roses.
Two flowers on it?
Two flowers on it. I'm getting ready to pull it out. I was wondering if there's anything I can try before I do that.
Okay, what I want you to do is this. It could be that the graft has separated and the original rose that you bought has, that part of the plant has died. I want you to just kneel down at the base of the plant and look for a swollen area that resembles your fist. If the growth is coming from below that fist-like growth, which is the graft, that's shoots from the root system, and they grow that plant for its hardiness. If it does flower at all, it would be a muddy red color. If the shoots are coming from the top of the plant, then you should be getting blooms. Most likely, the graft has separated due to the weather, and the roots are trying to make new growth, and then the situation, dig it up, plant a new rose bush, because it's not going to survive and give you the blooms that you're looking for. Jared, can we sneak in the last caller?
I think we can try. We got Phil on the line calling with a problem with his oak tree.
Phil, tell me quickly what's happening.
A truck sideswiped a large oak tree that I have and tore the bark off, about 4 foot high, maybe 16 inches wide, kind of scarred the tree itself. Should I do anything about it, or should I just sit, wait, and see what happens?
What I want you to do is to take a sharp knife, maybe like one of those box openers, and any of the loose bark that's on the tree, cut that away, clean it up. Don't put any tree paint on it. They found that tree paint slows the healing process. So take a knife, clean all of the loose frayed bark off. At the bottom of the damaged area, make sure that you cut it so that there's almost a point on it. So that way when it rains, the water can drain from it. Fertilize it with some either plant tone or tree tone fertilizer, and you're going to see by the end of the year rolling bark coming out from underneath where you cleaned it, and over the course of the next few years it will roll brand new bark and fill in if you can fertilize it. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.